Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tim and I was on the line with some issues with the basement floor. What is happening at your money pit?
Well, I've got a 1920s house. I got a ditch out in front of the house. When I get a lot of rain, I get a wet basement. My question is there any product purely decorative to put on the basement floor that is not going to come up when my basement floor does get wet?
How about this idea? How about if we tell you how to stop that basement floor from getting wet, Tim?
Well, it's like I said, it's an old house. It's not tiled. Other than if the county would be willing to put a big 6-foot drain in place of the ditch, that would probably fix it. But we're not going to be able to do anything about that.
What's causing this? Are you telling me that there's something going on outside that you can't control? Because generally, the causes of a wet basement are really two things. Number one, the failure of the gutter system. So that means you don't have a gutter system, or the gutters are clogged, or the gutters are discharging too close to the foundation. And number two, the angle of the soil around the immediate, say, 4 to 8 feet around your house. If it's flat, if it's pitched into the wall, that's going to fill up with water and lead to this wet basement. The fact that you have a wet basement that is consistent with rainfall means that it's not a rising water table. It means it's just drainage. So the solution is to better manage that drainage. And no matter what's going on around you, I have almost never seen a case where you couldn't make it a lot better by controlling and improving what you can control, like your gutters and your drainage.
Well, I don't mean to disagree with you, but I get the same water during snow melt.
And the same reason for that. Because again, if that water's coming from snow melt or rainfall, it's surface drainage. It's not a rising water table. Believe me when I tell you, this is one of the easiest things to fix, but people just don't get it.
Because they think it's too easy.
They think it's too easy. They think they have to spend tens of thousands of dollars on it. And, you know, there's an article on the homepage of my website. And it's kind of funny when you read the comments, because there's like an ongoing debate that goes on between waterproofers who try to argue against it, and other experts like home inspectors who go, no, this guy's exactly right. We don't need your expensive sump pump systems. This can be fixed with better drainage and gutter control. And it's actually one of the most downloaded articles we've ever had on the site. I think there's like 500,000 downloads of it. So it really is as easy as I'm explaining, and you can improve this. To the original question about paint, yeah, there are damp proofing paints that are available for your floor. You would just use a basic epoxy paint. It's a two-part mix that has a chemical cure. And as long as you put it on when the floor is dry, it's not going to come up if the floor gets damp.